Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Im, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
Okay, so if you haven't listened to episode 508, stop right now, go back, because that's the episode where we start talking about change. So today, what we want to do, because change is such a... Man, it is a core competency in and around leadership. I know it's it didn't make it in the six core competencies when we did all that research, but man, I honestly, in light of everything that has been going on right now, it probably deserves its own full-on column, if not more, because change is so rapid, and we have experienced how important that is to be able to know how to navigate that. And here's the thing, right now we have a pandemic that we can kind of blame things on, but once this is over, you still need to move forward and change, because our world is adapting so quickly. So what I wanted to talk about, so go back to episode 508 if you haven't listened to that, but for today's episode, Todd and I are actually going to go about just talking about books that you should be reading as a team. And I would even recommend doing this on an ongoing basis, because this is such a core competency that you need to train your team in. So the first thing that I know we would both, and Todd, I'm just going to say it outright because I know we're both going to say the same book. It's A Beautiful Constraint. Okay. So Todd, you've done courses on this. I mean, I'm working through this model with our team 2 weeks ago at the time of this recording, to our staff. I was like, guys, there's this model around when change happens, you can be a victim, you can be a neutralizer, or you can be a transformer. And I walked through that model and I was like, the beautiful thing is, no matter where you are, you can move along this progression. But here's the thing. Change has come, but even more change is coming this next year, particularly within my church, and with leadership change and succession and all that stuff. I was like, guys, so if you are not ready to embrace the development, your personal development, to being a neutralizer, to then being a transformer, then you're not going to survive. Right. And I was that stark, because it's not just the changes that I want to bring about. We're just in a MO of rapid change, and we need to be able to grow out of this victim mentality that so many of us default to. So I'll throw it to you, because you've actually done full-on courses on Ministry Grid on this. So I'll leave you to explain the rest. Beautiful Constraint, and why churches need to read this and learn to change. Gosh. Yeah.
So yeah, I did a whole course on this. And again, it's a tool that's designed for you to walk your church through this process, because as Daniel clearly stated, he's got a room full of people, and you've heard us talk about the rule of thirds before. And this definitely applies when you're talking about leading change. There's always people that are ready to go. There's always people that don't want to go anywhere. And there's people that are stuck in the middle waiting to see who has momentum. You want to focus on the people that want to go. Don't let the people who don't want change just suck all your energy, time, and effectiveness. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all that being said, what this process though is designed to do is to help shift people's mindset, to shift their thinking so that they're open to change and so that they can break through barriers. So you have paths of dependence that you always go to when a problem arises. And that is, you know, different systems or peoples or processes that your brain always naturally does. And it's that way for a reason, because, you know, something is new in one area of ministry, and then it becomes something that is, you know, everybody looks at and champions as, oh my gosh, this was so successful, this was amazing. And then it gets hardwired into the organization that this is the way you do it. So part of it is, you know, moving from once I understand what my mindset is then to break that path dependence and then begin to be able to see what barriers that we currently have. Like, to our culture. You know, what are the things that are in our culture? What are the things that are in our current systems and processes? It just basically gives you a framework for that. Then you move into things like we can if. So you'll have all these people in your church that will say, oh, we can't do that because. And then you'll have to take a step back and use this little we can if tool. And it's beautiful because it's to say, okay, well, throw that out the door and you're not allowed to say we can't. You're allowed to say, well, we can't, but we can if we substitute X for Y, or we can if we use other people to do this. Or there's nine different formulas here that are really interesting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's a money thing, well, we can if we resource it by, or we can if we reallocate. And so it just gives you a tool so that you can go, no, that one won't work. That one won't work. That one won't. Oh, we can if we substitute X for Y actually works. Let me explain that. If we don't do this and we do that. So it's a really, really valuable tool to bust down even the most stark and staunch keeper of the status quo that you've got on your team. It's a great way to do that. And then you basically begin to build out your change management plan with this as well. So the whole premise and idea behind the book is busting through the constraints that you have, because we often think that creativity and innovation and massive change comes from having a massive amount of resources or opportunity. But the reality is we're not experiencing that right now. So we have to reframe it as a beautiful constraint. This is a time where not only can we, you know, do what we used to do, but do it in a different way. Now we can do it even better than we did it before. We're not looking for a neutral one-to-one thing. Oh, we're going to move our groups online. No, how are we going to do groups better than we ever did before? How are we going to do our service better than we ever did before? That's the whole premise behind the book.
Yeah. So if you're a senior church leader, then reading A Beautiful Constraint is definitely going to be worth your time. What I did was what I did with my team is I had my team read 80/20 first, because we've had lots of conversation in and around that. And the next book was supposed to be A Beautiful Constraint. But when I saw, Todd, that you put out the course on Ministry Grid, a complete COVID-19 guide, leading your church toward a new normal, and that you walk through that victim neutralizer transformer paradigm and breaking path dependence and creating a ministry action plan in the weekend. And when I saw that you did all that, and literally it wasn't just you teaching on the book, but you definitely took it to the next level with the assessments and with the exercises. Like, I had my team walk through the exercises and work through the maps, and it was so cool to see the team then use the paradigm to then say, okay, when it comes to reopening, we can if, and we're mobilizing on plans in light of that. So thank you for that course. If you don't have a subscription to Ministry Grid, just go to ministrygrid.com and you can learn more about that. It's super affordable. I don't get an inside deal. I know I used to work for Lifeway, but I, like, when I moved up here, I mean, it's such a good tool that our church pays for an annual subscription. And here's what I did with it. I mean, our team's filming content and we're using it for our church for developing leaders. But this is what we did. We actually copied this course so you can customize it. We renamed it. What we renamed it was Innovating Ministry into the Fall. And we didn't use all the sessions because we were already on our way with multiple things. But we basically pulled out the bold ambition versus the constraints framework, the victim neutralizer transformer piece, the breaking 10 path dependence, and then the we can if met. We basically pulled that out and made our own course. And essentially, I'm saying to our team, don't read the book. You don't need to read the book. Just do this course and you can move forward in light of that. So that's huge, and it's such a valuable resource. So that, I think, when it comes to change management, yeah, we talked about John Cotter last time, the 8 steps. But this book probably, I guess now has probably been the most timely opportunity to just really do a deep dive into change. And we would really encourage you to start with this book in particular.
Right. And then we mentioned Leading Change and The Heart of Change, a book that's similar and maybe even more approachable. That, in my opinion, I love anything that Chip and Dan Heath write. Yeah. I really do. But they kind of ganked maybe The Heart of Change, because there's a reason you haven't heard of that, but you may have heard of Switch. So yeah. Switch is Chip and Dan Heath's book about how to change when change is hard. But it, again, it talks about those two things of logical versus emotional, and you have two sides of your brain. If you know Chip and Dan Heath's writing, there's usually some psychology mixed in. So they have a great book called Made to Stick. And, you know, psychology and sociology that they weave into their book. So I would say that is that's definitely another book that yeah. you should pick up.
Yeah, I would. I'd recommend The Ideal Team Player by Lencioni. And it's not necessarily a book about change or on change, but in light of the change that is happening in and around you, and likely feeling a bit more of a constraint in and around finances, and trying to figure out, okay, what does hiring look like? Can I sustain the team that I had pre-COVID? What about giving? And are we in a prolonged recession? What does that all look like? That book, The Ideal Team Player, is so great, because Lencioni really talks about three characteristics of a ideal team player: that they're humble, that they're hungry, and that they're smart, kind of emotional. They have emotional smarts. And what that book will allow you to do is really give you a framework in and around, okay, if I need to do staffing change, here's a great paradigm to do that off of.
The last one I would say is, well, I got two last ones: Thinking Fast and Slow, and then anything on HBR, Harvard Business Review, that you can find on change will be worth your while. There's a they'll do collections of articles on specific subjects. One of those is Leading Change, and so usually there's like 10 or 15 articles. But Harvard Business Review, if you don't know, is already awesome. And it's not for everybody. I get that. But, you know, the best thing that you could do is pick something up like that and then pull out the things that you know are applicable to you and your church. Some things won't be, but a lot will. And if nothing else, it will be a perspective shift and maybe a different way of thinking that will really help you, even though you're not a business. I get that. It'll really lend itself to helping in your situation. I guarantee it. Anything they do, especially if you read all 10 articles, you're going to find three of those that are just absolute gold.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, hopefully that was helpful and it gives you lots of reading to do and development to do with your team. And yeah, thanks again for listening in. And if you have other questions in and around change or other ones that you would love for us to address, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your mobile device, hit send a voicemail and you can send that in. Or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail, and you can send that in. All right, we'll catch you next time.